Good morning and welcome to FTS Bet Sleep on Tuesday the 24th of December.
There you go. When you keep getting the dates wrong, get someone else in. A little bit softly spoken. We'd like to project her a bit more, but might have a job for her. Might have a job for Sammy doing the old intro. See, I get all the stick about getting dates wrong. Even she has a go at me when I get it wrong. Says, don't you know what day of the week it is? Anyway, Merry Christmas Eve. I've got to cover a story first. I forgot. At the old football on Sunday, we went to the football. Chelsea game, took Suggsy along as always, and Kev came along. And just before the game, we had a minute's applause. Obviously very tragic that Martin Peters passed away. Fantastic footballer for Tottenham and England. Played some for some other Mickey Mouse outfit, but I can't remember. He'll be remembered as a Tottenham and England player, won't he? So we had the minute's applause. And then the game kicks off, and about 2 minutes into the game, Suggsy goes, "Bloody hell," he said, "Alderweireld signing that new contract, they made him captain, he's got the armband on. Didn't know that was part of the deal." To which I went, "They've all got armbands on, Suggsy." Now, they're all wearing black armbands for Martin Peters, and Suggsy thought they'd made Alderweireld captain. I mean, this is a man who managed football teams, allegedly. I've never seen any evidence of it, but apparently he was some sort of football manager. And he just stuck his little head down all sheepish-like because he knew he'd made yet another monumental cock-up. You got to be around him, see? You got to be around him just to get it. So, safely ensconced in Scotland. Got the old train up. I think I did travel first-class train. If you book first-class early, it's not too expensive. If you do it late, it is get silly money. But we booked a first class, whatever, a week ago. Absolutely lovely. So you've got like a 12 carriage train doing about 125 out of King's Cross. Lovely sit back, bit of table, bit of food. Get to Newcastle. We're coming into Falkirk Grahamston. We get to Newcastle. Anybody going to Falkirk Grahamston, would you please make yourselves known to the guard? I thought, oh, here we go. What's happened now? Something's happened. Whether in Falkirk surrenders, they can't there. Anyway, guy comes through the old carriage. I said, excuse me. I said, we're going to Falkirk Grahamston. I've travelled all over the country in trains. He said, you're going to have to move. He said, when we get to Edinburgh, you're going to have to move. There's only one door that opens at Falkirk Grahamston on this train. I said, what? He said, there's only one door that will be open. You've got to make yourself up the other end of the carriage, other end of the train, up to F, because we can only open one door at Falkirk. I mean, what is the place? What is it? I mean, put some money in, Sturgeon. Let's get the flipping roll. He can't even get out of a train on the platforms here. Of course, old Scotty, I met Scotty, we went for a nice Italian, but he's there. I've told him, I said, what's this all about? I'm running up and down trains with my suitcases. He said, English train. He said, English train. So he's out there when I get there taking a picture to prove it's an English train, which he may well post just to counteract this story. But the facts are, Scotty boy, English trains go to English stations. You can get off any door, son. There's only one station where you can't get off. You've got to all get off one door. I've never heard anything like it in my life. All queuing up to get out of this one door at Falkirk Grahamston. But he took us to a nice Italian last night, had a nice meal in a typical Scottish pub. And we're fully ensconced, ready for the festivities. So, there's nothing at all today. I've done the FTS Ultimates of the Boxing Day fixtures up. Clinic, there's one game on your sheets. No beginner or FDD or anything until the 26th. FDD, I've run the process, but it'll just be blank sheets. Obviously, we have to run it every day. All it remains is we're going to do some pods with prizes. So we're going to do pods with prizes for the next 2 days. So today, right, what you got to do, and you got to listen intently, and I'm afraid you need to follow us on Twitter to do this. It is a Twitter-only thing, this. Because I won't be able to set spreadsheets and check things up. Right, we are going to have on Boxing Day, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Boxing Day fixtures in the Premier League. So there's 9 Boxing Day fixtures in the Premier League. On Twitter, there will be a post for today's bet slip. So it will be the FTS bet slip post. You need to retweet that post. You need to like that post. and you need to reply to that post. So it's the FTS bet slip main post that I'm going to that I've posted for this podcast. You need to like it, you need to retweet it, and then you need to reply to it with the total number of goals that you think those nine fixtures in the Premier League will turn out. So if you think there's going to be, for example, three goals a game, you would put 27. And you need to, as a tiebreaker for people who get the right number, the minute of the first goal in the Tottenham-Brighton game. So you'll put something like 27, then leave a space, put 4, if you think it's going to be the fourth minute, and hashtag FTS BetSlip Xmas Comp. FTS BetSlip Xmas Comp. Now, I'm not going to accept any entries that haven't done that. Liked the post, retweeted it, hashtag FTS BetSlip Xmas Comp, and with number of total goals and the minute of the first goal in the Tottenham-Brighton game. From all the entries that we'll get, probably about 4 now you've heard the conditions, I will then pick a winner. And what I'm going to do, and I'm going to start on Boxing Day, the new 2.5 sheet that I've been talking about with Suggsy, I am going to bet from Boxing Day through to New Year, every fixture and bet that comes up for £10, for every single bet that comes up, and I'm going to pay that to the winner. So it could be, and I'm going to tell you how many points it's made in a month, is 200. So it's made 200 points in a month, no word of a lie, you can ask Suggsy. So it could be, if that carried on, for example, 4 weeks in a month, 50, it could be worth 500 quid cash. I'm not saying it will be. It will be worth something because it won't lose. So I'm going to bet those to £10 a point from the Boxing Day fixtures. But you need to like the bet slip post, retweet the bet slip post, reply to it with hashtag FTS bet slip Xmas comp, and put number of goals in the 9 Premier League games on Boxing Day and the minute of the first goal at Tottenham versus Brighton. If you think it is going to be 0-0, you would put 0. Right, have a cracking Christmas, everybody. I know some people won't listen tomorrow. I'm going to have another comp tomorrow morning. We'll have our announcer again on board doing the Christmas Day announcement. We'll get her projecting a bit louder, get her talking to you a bit nervous. See, when I asked her to do it, she got all nervous. You don't realise the pressure I'm under when I do these things. Have a lovely Christmas. Do enjoy yourselves if you don't listen tomorrow. All about having fun. Think of other people. Think of those not as lucky as ourselves. Get up in the morning. Perhaps give a fiver to charity. But most of all, enjoy yourself. Just have great fun. Enjoy a couple. I mean, there'll be a couple of people climbing up the wall because there's nothing to bet on, won't there? But you'll find something, I'm sure. I'm sure there's some game somewhere. But have a couple of days off the betting. Enjoy it. And we'll go again after Christmas. But I will be back tomorrow with a little Xmas podcast. Have a lovely Tuesday.